Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin with the WrestleMania Go Home episode of Monday Night Raw, aired live last night on the USA Network from the Footprint Center in Phoenix, Arizona. In the main event, number one Universal Championship contender Cody Rhodes defeated Solo Sikoa of the Bloodline, marking Sikoa's first pinfall loss since joining the main roster last September. WWE Tag Team Champions The Usos attempted to interfere in the match, but were prevented from doing so by their WrestleMania opponents Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn as the two teams brawled to the back.
Zayn, Owens are here! The Usos have company in the WrestleMania opponents!
The numbers being even by the arrival of Owens and Zayn, bringing the fight to the Usos, as they will at SoFi Stadium.
Damage Control confronted Trish Stratus and Women's Tag Team Champions Lita and Becky Lynch during a Miz TV segment. The six women are scheduled to meet in a trios match at WrestleMania.
And all you are doing is the same old tired stuff since SummerSlam. You haven't done anything. I thought this was going to end at War Games. I thought this was going to end in a steel cage match. I thought this was going to end when we took these titles from your waist. But it's not, so it can only end at WrestleMania.
Following the confrontation, Lynch defeated Io Sky of Damage Control in a one-on-one match. Omos and Brock Lesnar took part in a weigh-in segment in preparation for their upcoming WrestleMania match, during which Lesnar attacked Omos, but was eventually driven from the ring, with Omos brandishing the upright weight scale as a weapon. The team of Sonya Deville and Chelsea Green qualified for the Fatal 4-Way Women's Tag Team match at WrestleMania by defeating Mia Yim and Candice LeRae when Green pinned Yim. In other results, Intercontinental Champion Gunther defeated Dolph Ziggler, Seth Rollins beat Mustafa Ali, the Street Profits along with Ricochet and Braun Strowman defeated Alpha Academy and the Viking Raiders when Montez Ford pinned Eric, and Rey Mysterio beat Damian Priest by disqualification due to outside interference from Dominic Mysterio. Priest and Dominic attacked Rey after the match but were chased off by Legado del Fantasma. In ratings news, last Friday's episode of SmackDown on Fox drew an average of 2.219 million viewers, its lowest total audience of the year so far, and down slightly from the 2.258 million that tuned in the previous week, according to Showbuzz Daily. This was the smallest audience for the show since December 16th. In the key 18 to 49-year-old demographic, the rating was 0.58, down from 0.59 the week before, according to WrestleNomics. That rating equates to 757,000 viewers. The episode came in at fourth place for the evening on network TV in the key demographic for the second week in a row. That was the lowest key demo rating for SmackDown since February 17th. In more WWE news, the company is holding a major tryout this week involving 50 former and current college athletes, according to an exclusive report from PW Insider. Contracts are expected to be awarded to some of the participants by the end of the week. 37 schools and 13 different school sports are reportedly represented, with standouts from the group including former Clemson quarterback Kelly Bryant and former Baylor basketball player Mark Vital. Other participants include former Oklahoma linebacker Caleb Kelly, former Baylor track star Morgan Stewart, Kent State and Olympic discus thrower Reggie Jaggers, and Minnesota State's NCAA Division II national champion wrestler Daryl Mason. In Ring of Honor news, Katsuyori Shibata is scheduled to step into an ROH ring for the first time in 6 years, as he is slated to challenge Wheeler Yuta for the ROH Pure Championship Friday night at Supercard of Honor, according to an announcement yesterday from Tony Khan. The match would be Shibata's first of 2023 and only his fifth since suffering a career-threatening subdural hematoma in a 2017 match against then-IWGP heavyweight champion Kazuchika Okada. Shibata recently challenged Orange Cassidy for the All-Atlantic Championship last November on AEW Rampage. In Major League Wrestling news, the Unified World Wrestling Championship of German-based WXW is scheduled to be defended in the United States for the first time in 3 years, and only the third time in its 13-year existence. Current champion Shigehiro Irie is scheduled to defend against Calvin Tankman at MLW Battle Riot 5, according to an official announcement yesterday. Battle Riot 5 is set to take place on Saturday, April 8th at the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia. In streaming news, WWE has added more classic content to its Peacock and WWE Network platforms, comprising 9 episodes of WWF Superstars from July 27th through September 29th of 1996. Among the highlights of the newly added episodes are Aldo Montoya taking on Jerry Lawler, Davey Boy Smith against Savio Vega, Sid against Marty Jannetty, Mark Mero against Stone Cold Steve Austin, and WWF World Champion Shawn Michaels against Justin Hawk Bradshaw. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.